Omnipotent Father, my Savior and Redeemer, the Comforter and Healer, you are the Omnipotent God. Sing it with me if you know it. Omnipotent.
Omnipotent Father, my Savior and Redeemer, as the Master of all, you are the Omnipotent God.
Sing it in Yoruba, in English, and in language.
O Jigi Jigi Ho,
O Yigi Yigi Yigi,
Alagba Wiyeda,
Alagba Wiyeda,
Alakosu Olu, Enyi Malolo Goju Lo.
O yege 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 yege,
o yege yege o,
o yege yege,
alaka
wiyeda, alako suwaru,
alako suwaru,
baba. Olufe okan mi
ma kori ma
be oga Olufe okan mi
ma kori
ma be oga Olufe okan mi
ma kori
ma be oga Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Almighty Father, Prince of Peace, I am that is I am,
yes.
The unchanging changer, our God, our Savior, our Redeemer. We adore you, we magnify you. We lift you up on high this morning, for there is none like you. You are the only one that reigns. You are the only one that seated upon the throne. You are the one that opens and no one shuts. You are the one that shuts and no one opens. Lord God Almighty, you have no equal. You have no rival. We thank you because at this very moment, you are walking.
Yes.
Even though we don't feel it, you are walking.
Yes.
You told me you are walking.
Yes.
Lord, thank you, Lord. You are walking this morning.
Yes.
Lord God Almighty, in our midst,
yes,
in the life of everyone, take all the glory in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Blessed be thy name, O God. I surrender myself unto you this hour. I submit myself unto you this moment. Holy Spirit, take over. In the mighty name of Jesus. Take hold of the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood that speaks better thing than the blood of Abel. I command this moment, oh God, that every situation bow at the name of Jesus and to the blood of the Lamb. Thank you. Thank you, Ancient of Days. We give you praise. We give you honor. Release, oh God, your presence like never before this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Shout it loud, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Lord is good.
Hallelujah.
Early this morning, start with that. So I just decided, let me go to the living room instead of the room to seek the face of the Lord. But there was a little bit of noise in the room. My wife was praying. After a while, there are two things that I saw. Number one, I didn't want to say this before the pastor died because I was still thinking about it. What came to my mind like a flash was, it's like what we've been doing before, all our effort is just like mechanically we are harvesting. You know how far we can go. And then suddenly, there was this picture of a large farm, and then we're using this mechanical means. I mean, I'm talking about using large-scale harvester machines to harvest. And quickly, the Holy Spirit made me to understand that He is beginning to take over. It's beginning to take over the winning of souls. It's not going to be mechanically done. It's not going to be, you know, just like a farmer trying to harvest. You know how long it's going to take him? It's just a small one-man farm. But when there is a large farm, you know, and, you know, it's a large scale, and I saw that machine, you know, just going all around, you know, hectares of land harvesting. So the Holy Spirit is going to take over from where we are.
Amen.
It's not going to be done by any human flesh. God is going to help us.
Amen.
He's going to take over. We are going to see Him do it in such a way. The second thing already has been, then after that I slept off. I slept off. By the time I opened my eyes, it was 6 a.m. And what God showed me, this was really like a dream, was a woman who was saying, I've been doing everything. I've tried my best, prayed, fasted. I know I'm doing what is right, but then I'm still having all this attack and all this trouble. And right there I said, like God was giving that word, God is working.
Amen.
Even though you don't feel it, God is working. Amen. So when my sister was talking this morning, that came to me. God have a message for you. He's walking.
Amen.
God is in control.
Amen.
So believe Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The glory of God. The glory of God. Acts chapter 26. I read verse 13 to 18 again. At midnight, O King, along the road I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me and saying in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the gods. So I said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness, both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Hallelujah. The second passage is Isaiah chapter 60. That is what God is saying to us this morning. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 60, the first two verses. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you and his glory will be seen upon you.
Amen.
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 I want to appreciate our pastor and his wife. Thank you so much for this opportunity. The Lord going to strengthen you.
Amen.
The glory of God. The glory of God. I'm talking about the glory of God. Glory of God is that manifestation of God's presence as perceived by us. It's that manifestation of his presence to us. And whenever and wherever God reveals this glory, in a place, city, or in a country, or it could be in anywhere, there is usually an undeniable change. Amen.
Amen.
Undeniable change for good. The manifest presence of God upon a group of waiting believers on Pentecost Day left them, that is the 120, in the upper room, permanently changed. The effect is still evident in our world today. It is our earnest prayer this morning, believing God that what he has started in that tent, God wants to continue and God wants to show forth himself in our midst in Jesus' name.
Amen.
When the glory of God comes, there's always a transformation. There's always an encounter. There's always a change. It begins with conversion. When we say conversion, we are talking about a regenerating. We are talking about a regeneration. We are talking about when the gene of God is transmitted into the heart of man. We are all born with a sinful nature. We are all born with a nature inherited from Adam. Through our appearance, we have it. But when the gene of God comes in, there is a regenerating, there is a replacement. The whole gene is removed, a new gene is put in there. And that is what is called regeneration or born again. Jesus said in John chapter 3, verse 3 and 5. Verse 3 said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Verse 5, "He cannot enter." Say, except he's born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So to experience the kingdom of God, to experience that transformation, when the glory of God begins, it comes first. We experience that by the replacement in the heart. The replacement of that gene, you know, the nature of God into us. And that brings about a change. That is why it's not something that is done humanly. Jesus said, "That which is born of the flesh is of the flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is of the Spirit." And because it's of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit helps us to begin to live, to begin to act, to begin to do things like him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we are talking about transformation, it's the glory of God coming upon man. And when the glory of God comes upon man, man cannot remain the same. And wherever that glory comes, wherever it's, you know, it enters, there must be a change beginning from the heart. There must be a change. There must be a transformation. There must be a turnaround from religion to the living God, from idols, from the world to the living God. Hallelujah. We have the story of Paul, when it was Saul, that we read about. All right, he had been a very good religious man. He had been one of the leaders in Israel. He knew the scripture. He was a doctor. He had it, you know, when it comes to the word of God, he was so vast in it. When it comes to the religion, Judaism, he was so strong in it. But when the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, he became a transformed being. He became a changed soul. He became someone that stopped persecuting the church. He was a persecutor of the church because he thought they were doing the wrong thing. Hallelujah. We should not forget that one of the most dangerous things or group of people today in the world are religionists. Religionists. Religion and religious people killed Jesus. Don't forget that. They killed Jesus. They thought they were doing right. They thought they were doing the right thing. They thought they were jealous of God. So they persecuted Jesus until he was killed. Of course, you know, he has to do that for us. Not different, you know, we're talking about religion, all kinds of religion. You know, whether the religion of those, the bond woman, or any kind of religion, as long as there is piety, there are rules, there are laws, and they are worshipping something, it could be small god, it could be idol, it could be anything other than the living God. They have the ability to destroy. They might think they are serving God, but they are serving unknown God. The God you are serving is really the devil. So, the scripture says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 5, they have a form of godliness, but deny the power. They do not experience the power. Which power is that? The changing power, the glory of God that makes a man to become a different being. They do not have that power. Why? Because they do not confess Jesus. And Jesus, the scripture says that this is how you know the spirit of the Antichrist. This is how you know the spirit that is not of God. Any spirit that confesses not Jesus as the Son of God, or one that has come in the flesh, is not of God. It's not of God. So whatever religion, whatever, you know, they practice, as long as they deny Jesus as the Son of God and as one that has come in the flesh, is not of God. So they have denied the power. The power that changes man, the power that transforms man from ordinary religion into the living God, to serve the living God, they deny that power. The scripture is telling us, turn away from such. Even in Christendom, there are, you know, religious people. You are still in the church. You have a lot of people in the church. All right? We just think, you know, teaching in the abandonment class this morning, and we're reminding ourselves that only those whose names are written in the book of life will make heaven. And there is what is called the universal church. All right? Invisible church. And then we have the local churches. Only those who have been redeemed by the blood, who have experienced the transformation, who have experienced the glory of God, these are the ones that are part of the church. These are the ones that has their name written in the book of life. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says, Therefore, if any man, any woman is in Christ, he is a new creation. Say, all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. All things have become new. The question we should continue to ask ourselves from time to time, what are the things that are new? What are the things that are near? Old things has passed away. Old ways of thinking, old ways of talking, old ways of, you know, handling some issues, old ways must be gone forever for us to just, you know, display the life of God. Talking about the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, the coming of the glory of God will also alter human agenda, human way of doing things. We change, you know, the course. If we are going to the east, when you encounter God, you are going to discover that same God, you know, that Paul encountered, that brought about a change in the life of man, is going to alter. It's going to alter. No, the course, your agenda. And until our agenda is altered, we are still walking the whole way. We are still walking the whole way. So this morning, talking about the glory of God, that tabernacle is a place where God wants to encounter each one of us. That tabernacle. Each night we come in there, let us expect an encounter. Let us expect the touch of God. Let us expect that things must be done in God's way, not in my own way, not in our own way. When Moses encountered God, don't forget he was a shepherd in the wilderness. You know, smell like sheep, does things in his own way. But when he encountered God, his agenda was changed. And the assignment given to him, as I was just thinking this morning, looking at it this morning, the agenda given to him, the plan of God was he must go back to Egypt and face Pharaoh. Now it's easier to carry, to go with the ship. If you tell the sheep, go this way, they follow. You beat them, go that way, it's following. But I tell you, it's more difficult to shepherd people. You thank God for pastors.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank God for pastors. It's difficult to shepherd people because they all have their own idea. They all have their own way of doing things. They have their own thinking. They have what they have in mind. So God told Moses, go right now. You must go to Egypt. And you must go before Pharaoh and tell him, let my people go, that he might worship me in the wilderness. Well, we know that for now, Moses is no more dwelling, is no more operating in his own power. He's no more operating in his own wisdom that he had when he left Egypt. He thought he could do it then, but now, haven't been broken down, haven't been, you know, haven't encountered God, is so that it can be done by human ability. It can be done by human ability. And so he also discovered that the kind of man he was going to face was Pharaoh, not ordinary man. He knew what Pharaoh, who Pharaoh was, and the power behind that throne, and the power that is working with that man called Pharaoh. He knew all that. But I know that he ran away from Egypt. All right? He has broken the law. I know that the Pharaoh must have had that. To go back to that same man was disastrous. All right? And he said, God, I can't go. I'm a stammerer. I can't do this. I can't do that. But God has given that assignment. I want to say this morning. When we encounter God, God will give you an assignment that is greater than you, that is greater than your ability, that is greater than what you can handle. And that is not a sign to that God wants to destroy you, but it's a sign that you have been elevated. You have been, you know, God has taken you to a higher level because now he's going to be with you. The one you know you can handle is the one, you know, that is commensurate to your strength. All right, but when God assigns you a higher assignment, giving you something that you know, humanly speaking, you can't handle, that makes you depend upon the Lord. That's what the Lord is doing right now. God is giving us an assignment in this place. That tabernacle, waiting on him, is a great assignment. And God wants to use that forum to bring, to touch the world. Want to touch, beginning from this city. It's a great assignment. And we must believe God, trust the Lord, and we must rely on him to bring about his plan and his purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is more tedious to shepherd people. It's more tedious, more tasking, more dangerous for Moses to confront Pharaoh than to be in the wilderness. He knew staying there, he could tend the, you know, the flock. But going to, not only to Pharaoh and just encounter Pharaoh, but to tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Let my people go, that they might worship me in the wilderness. That's a bigger agenda. That's a bigger plan of God. But then, all that God has called you to accomplish is always there with you. Amen.
Amen.
God is with us in this house.
Hallelujah.
God is with Mount Zion.
Amen.
God is with you.
Amen.
Whatever he has assigned you, whatever he has called you to carry out in the body of Christ, right here in Mount Zion, God is the one that has called you, is the one that will release the anointing, is the one that will release all that is needed All we need to do is just trust him.
Yes,
trust him.
Yes,
trust him.
Yes, Lord.
And as we trust him, it will bring to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus. I say, in the mighty name of Jesus. Isaiah 60 says, arise, shine. So if we are going to allow the glory of God to pass through us, there is need for us to get up from where we are. We must get up from our complacency. Get up from, well, this is the way we used to do it. This is what I encountered yesterday. This is the way God worked yesterday. So possibly it's going to work the same way today. No, we must rise. There is a bright light, the glory of God that is coming down upon us. There is the glory of God that is coming. So we must rise. And as we arise, we must allow this light, this great glory of the Lord to pass through us. You know, as the glory of God passes through us, then those who are sitting in darkness will see. There will be liberation, there will be salvation, there will be deliverance. Amen?
Amen.
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 Say, arise and shine. They say, arise and do something else. See, when you rise, when you determine your heart, this is the time and this is the moment for God. And this is the reason why I've been kept to this very hour. The very reason why we have been kept, the very reason why we are where we are, is because a season like this has come. So we must rise. We must allow the light of the Lord to shine through us. In the name of Jesus. Say, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And when the glory is risen upon you, it means that glory will do one thing. That glory will depossess us of our human strength. That glory will depossess us of our wisdom. That glory will eliminate self. We eliminate, this is what I can do. That glory will be the one that will shine through us. And everyone will see that this is God, not man. God wants to do what is beyond Mosiah's ability.
Jesus.
God wants to do something that is beyond what we can handle. Just think about it. Let's go back to Acts chapter 2. Thank God there have been training going on. And thank God there's training here. But then if God will bust out, if everything will come at a time, I don't think we'll be able to handle it. The 120, all of a sudden, they never thought it was going to happen. They were waiting on the Lord, on the day of Pentecost. The power came, 120. They were all filled. And Peter of all, was afraid of a little girl, stood, declared the word. When he declared the word, what happened? 3,000 souls were won one single day. So what is the ratio? 3,000 to 120. Follow up, prayer, discipleship. Just think about it. One single day. And a few days later, 4,000 again. After a miracle. So if the Lord begins to move the way he wants to move, brethren, I know he is sufficient. You know why? You know why the scripture is coming? If we are looking at our human ability, we can't handle it. We are not sufficient. We don't have the capacity. We don't have the number. We don't have anything to handle it. But I want to tell you one thing. If he is the one that does it, is the one that will sustain it.
Yes, hallelujah.
If it's the one that is bringing about a turnaround and his glory comes down upon the tabernacle, upon this city, and then people begin to come, and they begin to look unto the Lord, and we begin to experience salvation, healings, people need deliverance, people need counseling. Brethren, if the time is coming when we'll forget about our time. We're looking at 7 to 9 now. All right. The time is coming. We forget about the time. It's not because the time is not there, but you just discover that there are so many people who are still hungry, who still need prayers, who need counseling, who needs to be followed up. And then we're still there. This is our expectation.
Amen.
And the glory of the Lord will come down.
Amen.
The glory of the Lord will come down upon this tabernacle. The glory of the Lord will come down into the heart of every man, every woman that hears the word. So there will be a regenerating, there will be a transformation in the heart of people. They will not be saying, well, I belong to that church there, I belong to that church over there. It's going to be a real transformation. We are not talking about whether you're in the church or you have a place where you congregate. Lord, may your agenda be bigger than us.
Amen.
Lord, may that which you plan to do in this city through this tabernacle may be greater, may be bigger, may be more challenging, Lord, to us than we ever expected.
Amen.
And then, Lord, may your hand and your presence and your glory cover us.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When his glory comes, our agenda, our personal agenda will change. Maybe some of us we have to be taking some days off your workplace. Nobody will tell you. Amen.
Amen.
Nobody will tell you. You will see the name. You just see the name. You say, well, how do I get paid? God, we know. He knows how to do all that.
Amen.
When we are talking about real revival, we're talking about the glory of God coming down. People staying days in the presence of God is like you taking off from your work. Alright? God knows what he's doing and he knows how to pay. He knows how to do all this. We all think about it. That's true. But when the glory of God comes down, we'll least think about that. Because it's going to make a way where there's no way. It's the one that supplies your need. It's the one that makes a way where there's no way. It's the one. It can speak. Don't forget, he still having his bank, you know, in the mouth of a fish. And he can command any of his creation to release to you what belongs to you. So let's expect something big. We want the glory of God to come down. We want his glory that will cause people to experience a regeneration. The glory of God that will cause each one of us to turn from whatever that is not the path that God wants us to tread in, to turn to the path he wants to send us. That is, it will redirect our route. If you are journeying east, we journey west now. If it is north, we journey south now. We want his glory to alter whatever agenda that will hinder his kingdom. It may not be sinful, but like Jesus said his disciples, said, go to the village next to you and you'll see a cart. Alright? Tied down with his with the mother. Untie it, and when somebody whoever challenges you, just tell the person the Lord is in need of it. Hallelujah. The Lord is in need of you, is in need of your job, is in need of so many things. He knows how to arrange it. He's going to speak to you. It's not going to be somebody trying to coerce you into anything. When the glory of God comes down, it's just going to be you and the master, you and the Lord. Who spoke to Moses? It wasn't anybody. God revealed himself. Go to Pharaoh. Tell him, let my people go. He has the word in his mouth. There are people that must only listen to you. The one word, they hear others, but the word that will liberate them is in your mouth. The word that will set them free must come from you. If you keep that word, on that day, you'll be required. That I gave you a word to share, to tell that brother, to tell that man, to tell this woman. You never said anything. You kept it. You'll be asked, what did you do with the word I sent you? God told Moses, it is you. Tell Pharaoh. You know, he was trying to say, God, you know, I'm a stammerer. Send my brother. Send somebody else. God said, no, you. You must do the declaration. So, to whoever God is sending you, number one, you'll be bold. I don't say we are not going to struggle, but we obey the Lord. Hallelujah. And God will make a provision. And God is the one that will walk in their hearts. There will be a result. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, send me to somebody. Give me a word that will bring a transformation, that will reroute the destiny of someone this week, this month, this year. Lord, you are sending on Zion, Lord, to speak. There are churches, local churches all around here, but God gave the word to Mount Zion. Erect that tabernacle. And there are words or messages that must come out from that tabernacle that people must hear, that will bring about their deliverance, that will bring about the rerouting of their destiny, or the route they are taking right now. God wants to do something extraordinary. And God is trusting you, is trusting me. May we not fail in Jesus' name. May we not fail in Jesus' name. When the glory of God comes, when the glory of the Lord comes down, you know, we'll be carriers of that glory. We'll be carriers. You know, few words. Your presence will challenge people. Because you are carrying God's presence. You are carrying God's glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
People wonder, how you doing it? Every day church, every day prayer, every day this. How are you doing it? What kind of person are you? Sometimes they will just be thinking, maybe this person, do I have what this person is having? What makes them to be running to the church? What makes them to be praying all this way? What makes them to be fasting? What makes them to be doing what they are doing? What is different? What makes them a different person than they are? There is something, a message that is being sent, that is being passed across to those who are looking, who are watching you. When the glory of God comes down, you become a transmitter of that glory, living out divine destiny. You will shine. You will shine. And God expects us to shine. Hallelujah.
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 And when we shine, you know what will happen? Darkness will not have any way to operate any longer. When you shine, when the glory of God now begins to emit out, directly or indirectly, I'm talking about figuratively, at the same time spiritually. When you stand in your working place, even without saying anything, your presence is challenging some people, is encouraging some people. Some might come to you, please pray with me. Please pray for me. Because they have seen something that is unusual. Because God has made you a small G-O-D in that place. And God wants to rely on you for you to transmit that life. So anything called darkness, and darkness is anything, wickedness, deception, corruption, immorality, COVID-19 is part of wickedness, religion is part of wickedness. And when you begin to shine, all these things will bow, because darkness cannot stand where the light shines. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. You beam out the light in the mighty name of Jesus. So we're going to pray today that, Lord, you cause my light, my glory to shine. Cause your glory to shine through me, to men, to people. Cause, oh God, your glory to shine through Mount Zion, through this tabernacle. Lord, as people hear us from day to day, may their darkness bow to the true light. May you, God, reroute, oh God, Father, their journey. Those who are joining, walking, and they are moving on the way to hell. Father, reroute them.
In the name
of Jesus. Lord, give them the cause to change, Father, from the route they are taking now that will take them to destruction and damnation. Lord, make them turn to you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And cause me, cause all of us to be true transmitters of your glory.
Amen.
We'll not just be retainer, but we shall be transmitters. In the name of Jesus. That's what God wants to make us. Moses became a transmitter of God's glory. When he went to that mountain and he came back, his face was shining. He had a face that was so bright, carrying the glory of God, that they could not look at him. He has to put on the veil. Alright? He has to put on the veil because the glory of God was beaming. But that was Old Testament, because they cannot go beyond that. And they were saying, we don't want to hear God. Moses, go and speak for us. And when he came back with that glory, they were not ready to look at his face. So how do you get the glory? You don't want to hear God? Okay, Moses, go for us. He came back. Now he has the glory that you cannot even behold. But today, in Christ Jesus, that glory has been stepped down through Christ, that we can have it. We can have it. Amen?
Amen.
And people can look at you and say, you are a woman of God. You are a servant of God. And then the word and the message God has given to you, when they hear it, will bring about a rerouting of their journey. We give them a beautiful destiny.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray that the Lord God Almighty will minister to us.
Amen.
And will help us. Number one, to experience like never before is glory.
Amen.
There's anything I want, it's more of Him. More of His glory. More of His glory. I thank God that this is the goal in Mosiah. We want more of Him. And when the glory of the Lord comes, every other thing follows. Hallelujah. Every other thing follows. When the glory of the Lord came there and the Lord said, Moses, go, stand before Pharaoh. He stood there, God backed him up. God backed him. The power of God never failed. The glory of the Lord was there. And when they were in the wilderness, everything needed. Protection, provision. Everything was there. In Christ Jesus, the Bible says that all that pertains to life and godliness have been deposited, no, for us, have been given to us in Christ Jesus. So we have them. As we trust Him, it will bless the little that we have, and it will become much.
Amen.
Like they were gathering manna in the wilderness. Those that gather so much became the same thing, the same measurement. And those that gather little, they had enough. So we will not serve God and become rich. It's not possible. If I don't go to work, how do I pay my bill? God will make a way for you. In one word, God will help you, will grant you favor. That the little you gather in will be so much. Amen.
Amen.
You will not defraud. You will not be bankrupt. Your business will not be bankrupt. Everything you lay hand on will prosper. Why? Because you are in the business of God. You're in obedience, serving God. And when you serve God, everything about you must be a testimony. Testimony that God is still the one that opens the door. God is the one that blesses. God is the one that protects. God is the one that heals. God is the one that delivers. Everything must be pointed to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The only time, the only reason why we suffer affliction is when there is a breach. The hedge, when the hedge is broken, and then the enemy will use that moment to come in. And then the enemy attacks. But I tell you, we are living such a secured life.
Amen.
My sister, God is in control.
Amen. Amen.
God is in control of our dear brother pastor. Mm-hmm. Everything about us is under God's control.
Yes, Lord.
Well, you see, we may experience little things that will challenge us to pray, but I want to tell you, God cares more for Him, for you, than you care for yourself. He's much more interested. The scripture says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. He did not permit anyone to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake. He did it then, he's doing it today. So God will rebuke kings for your sake.
Amen.
And will not permit anyone to do you wrong. Why? You are God's anointed one.
Amen.
You are unique in the hand of God.
Amen.
You are standing in for God. And you are representing heaven. And because you are representing heaven, everything that has to do with you, with heaven, God will jealously guide and protect. So that no one can say, see, with all the God is having, with all the church every day, look at what's happening. So, as I said to my sister, I'm saying to every one of us, God is in control.
Amen.
That doesn't mean that the enemy will not fight. He will fight, but he will always lose.
Hallelujah.
Because our God, our Savior, He is the one that is the captain in charge.
Yes, Lord.
He controls the host of heaven.
Yes, Lord.
So, trust in Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's trust in Him. Let's seek more of His glory. Let's seek more of His presence. Let's pray more for transformation of the heart of man, that they will be regained.
Those who have been bound by all kinds of addiction want to begin to hear testimony. Sound testimony that I was this, I was this, I was this, but Jesus came into my heart. There's a change. People that are well known in the society, in our community, when they stand there to give testimony, they know them when they go and buy drugs. They know them when they are taking their gin, their alcohol. They know them oftentimes when they fall by the wayside after drinking, and then suddenly God picks them up, they are cleansed. And the new spirit comes into them, and they now stand and give testimony. Not only that, they go to their neighbors and say, you know what? I used to do this thing with you, but Jesus came into my heart. He can change you too. Yes. We are looking for God's glory that will bring about transformation. Hallelujah. We are trusting God for God's glory that we alter human agenda. All our plans be submitted to Him. Let Him reroute us. Let Him redirect us. Let Him tell us if we have to go to Pharaoh to declare the word. Well, physically, no more Pharaoh, but there is spiritually a Pharaoh. It could be your community. It could be your workplace. It could be anyone that is holding on to the destiny of people, to the destiny of lives. God is giving you a word to go tell them, please, don't keep that word. Declare it with love. Amen. Because salvation and deliverance is in that word. Don't say, thank God, I'm not a pastor in this church. I'm not a pastor. You don't have to be a pastor. God has a word for everybody. And everyone is a minister. You have a word that you can present in such a way that only you can coin it, only you can phrase it, only you can present it in your style. That will make your hearers to receive it and believe it. So, let us be ready and let's ask God to do this work because it belongs to Him. We are trusting God for the glory that will make us be not just retainer of His glory, but transmitter of that glory. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We want to begin to see destinies be changed as we shine for Him. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Shall we please rise on our feet? Please. Let us ask God, Lord, let your glory come down like never before upon Zion, upon our daily gathering. Let that tabernacle, Father, be filled with your glory. Let, oh God, your presence that make a difference, let that your presence be so heavy every night. Lord, as we come together, let your presence be so heavy. Let us pray. Lord, let your presence be heavy. Lord, upon us in that tabernacle. In the mighty name of Jesus, make your Lord your presence heavy. Oh God, let men, Father, even on the line, let people, oh God, weep for their sin. Let them weep, oh God, let them cry unto you. Let people who are passing by begin to feel that glory, that weight of your glory, your presence. Lord God Almighty, let men, oh God, be convicted. Let them be convicted, oh God, Father, of you, of who you are. Let them begin to seek the living God. Let them begin to see the need to surrender to you. Father, let that transformation be a genuine one from religion, Lord, to the living God. From alcoholism to the living God. From immorality to the living God. From every power, oh God, Father, unto the living God. Let that transformation, oh God, Father, be real. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bring, oh God, every man, every woman in this community, in this very city, in this state, in this nation, before you, oh God, let your glory come down so heavy, Lord God Almighty, in such a way that there'll be conviction, in such a way that there'll be transformation, in such a way, oh God, that men will drop whatever they are doing. Let your glory, let us pray that the glory of the Lord will alter. We cause each one of us, we alter our agenda if our agenda has not been surrendered to the Lord. Let's ask God, let your glory alter, oh God, Father, our human agenda. In the name of Jesus, let your glory as you come down, Father, in the mighty way, Father, may we begin to see, Lord, Jehovah God, Father, maybe the route we are taking, maybe the course we are taking, let there be a change.
for good. And if we're already on the right path, Jehovah God, help us, oh God, not to derail. Help us not to derail. Father, help us, oh God. If on the right path, Jehovah God, if you are listening to me online, if you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, this is the time. If your life is still not under the control of God Himself, under the control of the Holy Spirit, this is the time. God wants to change and alter. Oh yes, whatever you have that is your agenda, which is already the enemy is making use of, and he wants to use that to destroy you. God wants to bring you out of that route, want to bring you out of that bondage, want to bring you out of that situation you find yourself, want to change your route. God wants to alter, yes, your agenda for his group, for his glory, in the mighty name of Jesus. And as believers, God wants to give you something greater than you. Want to give you something, want to give us something greater, just as he has challenged us to start that temple, to start that tabernacle. God spoke to his servant. God wants to release unto you something that is bigger than you, bigger than your vision, bigger than your human ability, so that you can trust in them all. Lord, speak. Speak, O Lord. Minister, O Lord, for your servant hearing. Lord God Almighty, yes. Thank you, Father. Help us, O God, to not only have your glory, your presence, help us to transmit your glory. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Lord, use this word. Lord, Holy Spirit, take it over. Present in such a way that only you, God, can present with such authority and with such anointing to the hearers and to everyone here and to those who are listening. In such a way, God, that there will be salvation for those who are here to be born again. For those who are born again who are still living their life the way they want it, Father, that they will be ready to say, I surrender all. That you will alter any agenda that is not God glorifying. In the mighty name of Jesus. And that, Lord, you send each one of us. Make us missionaries. Somebody spoke yesterday. Spoke and as I was listening. Yes, when we come from Nigeria, we have forgotten that we are missionaries. We don't come with the idea of missionary. We come here, oh, it's America, I want to enjoy. God sent you here as a missionary. Lord, help us, oh God. Now, wherever we are walking, you have sent us there as a missionary. Wherever we are, we are representing a kingdom. We are ambassadors, we are missionaries. Help us, oh God, to beam out the light. Help us, oh God, not to put our light under a bushel. Help us, oh God, Father, to be who you called us. Thank you, Father. Take all the glory, both the hearer and the speakers, and the speaker, because they do have your word. Let your name be glorified. Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.